Welcome to Picture Perfect, an hour of music for the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on the Olympics. Something a little different this week, since most of the music we'll be listening to in this hour was, strictly speaking, not written for film. However, all of it is by composers closely associated with film. Most of it is ceremonial music heard during the television broadcasts. Although, later on in the hour, we'll have music from a documentary on the games. Let's begin with the most widely recognized of Olympic fanfares, The Bugler's Dream. Music of Leo Arnaud, a work actually composed for Felix Slatkin, to be included on his 1958 album, Charge, part of Arnaud's Charge Suite. In 1968, it was used by ABC as part of its coverage of the Winter Olympics from Grenoble, and entered the popular consciousness. It has been used by ABC in subsequent Olympics coverage, fell into dormancy for a time when the games went to another network, and was revived by NBC for the Barcelona Games in 1992. This is a very interesting recording, since the composer not only expanded the Bugler's Dream into an Olympic triptych, the Olympic theme in La Chasse, rounded out by a third movement titled Olympiad, written only days before the recording. Arnaud also appears with the ensemble as a percussionist. Here are three fanfares by Leo Arnaud.
Thank you.
three fanfares of Leo Arnaud, including his signature Olympic theme. Originally The Bugler's Dream, the work is heard here in its original guise, initially deemed too difficult for the French horns, which were to answer the trumpet call. It's generally heard instead with additional trumpets. We've heard here the intrepid hornists of the Cleveland Symphonic Winds, the ensemble directed by Frederick Fennell. Olympic theme, La Chasse, and Olympiade. Leo Arnaud, born in France, he studied with Ravel and Vincent Dandy. He worked as an orchestrator in Hollywood for many years. His orchestrations can be heard in films ranging from The Wizard of Oz to Ryan's Daughter. Easily the second most famous Olympic fanfare was the one written in 1984 for the Los Angeles Games by John Williams. It continues to receive heavy airplay during broadcasts of the Games, and there's also an alternate version done by Williams that provides a bridge between the famous Arnaud fanfare and his own. Here is John Williams' Olympic fanfare and theme.
Thank you.
Olympic Fanfare and Theme by five-time Academy Award winner John Williams. The composer conducting the Boston Pops. In addition to his successful film work, Williams has made some notable contributions to television, early in his career providing music for Lost in Space, Time Tunnel, and Land of the Giants. Since becoming a household name, he's written the NBC News theme and the theme for PBS's Great Performances. His Olympic Fanfare, really the first of four composed by Williams, was written for the LA Games in 1984, but continues to be used for broadcasts of the Olympic Games. We'll be hearing two more of his fanfares later on in the hour. First, music of Brooklyn-born Angelo Badalamenti, director David Lynch's composer of choice. Badalamenti composed the music for the lighting of the torch at the Barcelona Games in 1992. Here is the torch theme, The Flaming Arrow.
Thank you.
music composed for the opening ceremony of the Barcelona Games in 1992. That was the torch theme, The Flaming Arrow. The Brussels Philharmonic Orchestra and chorus were conducted by Dirk Brosset. Angelo Badalamenti, at the time, was riding high on the popularity of his work for David Lynch, especially for the television series Twin Peaks, which aired from 1990 to 1992. Basil Poledouris, composer of dozens of film scores, including those for Conan the Barbarian, a cult favorite, RoboCop, The Hunt for Red October, and the miniseries Lonesome Dove. In 1996, Poledouris, himself of Greek ancestry, wrote music for a dance tribute to the athletes and goddesses of victory of the ancient Greek Olympics, which was performed during the opening ceremony of the Atlanta Games. Here is The Tradition of the Games, by Basil Poledouris. The Tradition of the Games, a ballet tribute by film composer Basil Poledouris, composed for the opening ceremony of the Atlanta Games. The City of Prague Philharmonic and the Crouchen Festival Chorus were conducted by Nick Rain. Poledouris claimed two influences guided him toward a life in music. One was the film composer Miklós Rozsa, and the other was his Greek Orthodox heritage. He used to sit in services enthralled by the sound of the choir. Poledouris died of cancer in 2006. His most enduring music, that composed for Conan the Barbarian, which has its passionate adherents. Back to John Williams now, and the second of his four Olympic fanfares. This one is called The Olympic Spirit. The Olympic Spirit by John Williams, That was written for the NBC broadcast of the 1988 Games from Seoul, South Korea. The composer conducted the Boston Pops. It's music for the Olympics by noted film composers this week on Picture Perfect, Music for the Movies. Next, we turn to music written for a 1986 documentary about the LA Games, 16 Days of Glory. The composer is Lee Holdridge. Holdridge has worked on hit films like Splash, Mr. Mom, and The Beastmaster. However, he seems to have found his greatest success in recent years writing for television. He's also a prolific arranger, having worked with Barbara Streisand, John Denver, Stevie Wonder, Neil Sedaka, Diana Ross, and Whitney Houston, among many others. One of those is Plácido Domingo, who also turns up on the soundtrack singing an adaptation of Verdi's Hymn of the Nations. A mix of orchestra and synthesizer, here are selections from 16 Days of Glory by Lee Holdridge. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music from the 1986 Olympic documentary, 16 Days of Glory. The score was by Lee Holdridge, also incorporating Giuseppe Verdi's Hymn of the Nations in an expanded version first put together by Arturo Toscanini and here adapted. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and chorus were conducted by the composer, and we've also heard Placido Domingo. Finally this week, we turn from that documentary about the LA Games to the third of John Williams' Olympic fanfares. This one composed for Atlanta. It is the most multifaceted of the four fanfares composed by Williams, and poorly utilized, I might add, both during the broadcast and at the events themselves. No one seemed to know what to do with the thing, which is unfortunate, since there's music here for just about every aspect of the Olympic Games. Here is Summon the Heroes. We'll be right back. Summon the Heroes, Olympic Fanfare by John Williams, written for the 1996 Atlanta Games. The most complex of Williams' fanfares. So far, he's written one more for chorus and orchestra, for the Winter Games at Salt Lake City. We'll save that one for another time. John Williams conducted the Boston Pops. And with Summon the Heroes, we come to the conclusion of this week's program, an hour devoted to music by film composers, written for the Olympic Games. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.